Gulbelt Incorporated President McHugh Pierre says the Alaska Native Corporation and Royal Caribbean are optimistic about having the new cruise ship port completed in 2027.
This is the very beginning. So there's a lot of communication that needs to happen now and a lot of feedback. And we don't have plans, but what's really important is that we wanted to start the conversation.
As a beneficiary of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Gulbelt owns about 1,800 acres of land along the north coastline of Douglas Island, roughly between False Outer Point and Point Hilda on the island's west side.
And this is our traditional land, so we're here to stay, and we're excited for the long-term prospects of opening up this area for our use and for the community's use.
Pierre says the location of the port could be anywhere along that coastline, which is roughly 12 miles. The hope is for the port to be electrified and accommodate two cruise ships at a time. Along with the port, the companies hope to develop employee housing, floatplane and whale watching docks, helicopter pads, and recreate a Tlingit village for passengers to visit, among other business opportunities. In a joint press release, the companies say that will help reduce downtown bus traffic and congestion, and that the project is aimed at, quote, enhancing the local and visitor experience. In an interview Wednesday, Juneau Mayor Beth Weldon says she was shocked by the news.
Being blindsided by Royal Caribbean's announcement of a dock on the backside of Douglas Island is a slap in the face. We are very unhappy with both Royal Caribbean and Gulbelt. They didn't give us the courtesy of talking to us first.
Pierre says the project will not happen in secret, and he's looking forward to working with the city.
Gulbelt is trying to communicate and trying to communicate with people at the appropriate time. We don't have any plans yet, so I don't know why they're upset, but that's on them. It's not on me.
The project has been in the works for the past 3 months, according to Pierre, but rumors of Gulbelt's plan to develop the west and north sides of Douglas have been circulating for decades. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the city will begin figuring out the next steps immediately, like how the project fits in with current agreements with cruise lines and the permitting process. This year, major cruise lines agreed with the city to observe a 5-ship daily limit. Barr says he doesn't know for certain if the limit would apply to the proposed port.
There are still a lot of unknowns, and the public can expect that we are going to work on their behalf to responsibly manage the visitor industry in a way that works for the whole community and not just one section of it.
Gulbelt already owns popular tourist attractions like the Gulbelt Tram downtown and has invested millions of dollars into a gondola project at Eagle Crest Ski Area. Pierre was also one of the loudest voices against a recent local ballot proposition that asked voters whether or not Juneau should ban all large cruise ships on Saturdays. The proposition ultimately failed, according to the final election results released on Tuesday, just a day before the announcement. But Pierre says the election did not factor into the timing of its release. However, community member Carla Hart disagrees. Hart is a longtime activist against tourism growth in Juneau and the Ship Free Saturday effort. She says she's disappointed with the news of the development.
I think it's an indication that Gulbelt and Royal Caribbean are entirely tone deaf on what's going on in Juneau. It just is entirely tone deaf.
The plan also comes as Huna Totem Corporation, an Alaska Native village corporation based in Huna, attempts to build a new cruise ship dock in downtown Juneau along the Gastineau Channel. Huna Totem also proposed a waterfront development plan at the site called Auk Landing. Pierre says he doesn't have a clear timeline for when more information will be released about the development, but the companies hope to finish financial estimates and concept designs by next spring. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.